Our learning is dedicated in the merit and the protection of the soldiers that are fighting with Mesiras Nefesh in Israel, and also the hostages, that they should be protected and come home immediately. We're going to talk about the concept of Kiddushin ring, a wedding ring for Kiddushin. I want to give a little bit of the history of it, of where it came from, and some dinim that apply to it, and some questions that come up, post facto questions, b'dieved shailos. Okay, so we'll start off. First of all, the idea of Kiddushin. Let's start with the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus, in the beginning of it, Perek 1, verse 2 Halachas, he writes that the history of the is that before the giving of the Torah, if a husband and wife, if they chose to get married, they would live together as husband and wife, and that was a form of that was how they got married. But after the giving of the Torah, Hashem gave to the Jewish people commandment that if man and woman would like to get married, so the husband has to do a kiddushin. He has to do a kiddushin, which is a form of a halachic acquirement. Halachic acquirement, that's how we'll call it, so that it's that she becomes forbidden to marry anyone else. And that's the halachic acquirement accomplished through kiddushin. It has to be done in front of two witnesses. And the pasuk is actually mentioned in Parshas Ki Tetzé, he takes a wife, man, he marries her through kiddushin. So there are three ways of how kiddushin can be done, and a way in which is typically done always is through kinyan kesef, through marrying a woman with kesef, money. Now, money has to be the value of at least a pruta. The Gemara says that less than a certain value, less than a pruta, which is a very small amount of money, a woman would not, it's a ganai, would be disrespectful or an embarrassment for her to want to be wed to someone else with such a small amount of money. But the minimal amount is a pruta. Therefore, we follow the view of Beis Hillel, and this is the beginning of Kiddushin on the first page, to Beis Amud Aleph. Beis Hillel says that kinyan kesef, marriage through money, is the value of at least a pruta. Generally, a pruta is 1/40th of a gram of silver, and some opinions hold it's a bit more than that. But in any case, it's not that much money. Now, when a woman receives an item that was intended for kiddushin in front of two proper witnesses, and she accepts it with the condition or the intention that she should be married, she should be mekudeshes through that, she is now married. She's forbidden to other men. That's explained in the Ran in the very beginning of Masechta Kiddushin. Now the question is, what does the word Kiddushin mean? So Kiddushin comes from the word Hekdesh. Just like Hekdesh means to make something consecrated and holy. So if I make an animal in the times of Beis Hamikdash, we would offer Karbanos, you would make it holy, you make it Hekdesh. So Kiddushin is the same idea, that the woman is becoming holy, or we call it removed from everyone else. She's now sanctified through marriage. She can't marry other men. This is explained based on a Tosfos on Kiddushin, Beis Amud Beis, Dibur Maschil, the Aser La Kuliyoma. That's what Tosfos there explains the word Kiddushin means. The Gemara also in Kiddushin mentions and learns out that you don't need to only give money to marry in order to affect the kiddushin. You can give something of the value of money. In Hebrew, we call that shava kesef. Shava kesef means things that have monetary value. The Gemara there says shava kesef is like kesef. That just like if you give like a piece of silver, it would be a kiddushin if she accepted it for that purpose. If you give her an item which has value, let's say you gave even food in theory or something, but something which has a value and it's more than a pruta and she accepted it for kiddushin, it could work in theory. So therefore, where do we learn out that shava kesef is like kesef, that if you give an item which has value and it's worth at least a pruta, it's considered like money? We learn it out from the law of Eved Ivri. The Gemara in Kiddushin also explains this din. This is on Ches Amud Aleph. Because then it says that when they redeem the Eved Ivri, it says the word Yashiv. Kesef Miknasi, he acquires with money. Yashiv, he's returned. The Gemara says that the extra word Yashiv, he can be returned. implies that in addition to money, there are other ways how he could get his freedom. And a woman can also, in addition to having kiddushin done through money, it can be through items. Now, the minig of today, the universal minig, is that anytime a man and women get married a Jewish way, they do it with a ring. They use a ring. He hands her the ring or puts it on her finger. And this is done under the chuppah and the like. And that's how we do kiddushin today. Now, what is the reason that we do the kiddushin with the ring? So there is the Ramah. He says that the custom is to do with, based on the Zohar, the Tikkuni Zohar. The Chinuch says, because a ring, a woman will wear it at all times, and that's like a reminder that she's married. That's like an inner reason behind it. And if we look in the Gemara, it tells us a story of someone. He married a woman. He gave her some silk. They didn't evaluate it, what it was worth. I think, you know, they just said, oh, he's going to give her silk. He said it was valued at 50 zuz or so. She accepted it as such, and that was that. And they didn't need to verify that it was certainly 50 zuz. And the Gemara says later on, on Tesamrolef, it says that when you, if you were to give silk, you never need to evaluate it because everybody more or less knows its value. However, today we don't mekadesh with silk, we don't mekadesh with items or foods or anything like that. We use a ring. So besides for the reasons that we said, because it's a reminder or it has a reason based on the Zohar, the reason and the we use the ring also because we can also more or less have a general assessment of its value. What do I mean to say? We use a ring which doesn't have any fancy stones on it. So the Tosis, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, explains that generally what we don't want to give an item where we don't really know what it's worth. If the man says, I'm going to give you kiddushin, and you have the edim and the witnesses, they see it, and he gives her something which she thinks is worth maybe, just say $10,000. But really, it's only worth $1,000. And she truly was misled. The question would be, maybe it's not a good kiddushin, because had she known what its true value is, she wouldn't have accepted it. So that is a problem. And because of the problem that sometimes people don't really know the items that they're being given, and maybe they're intending smichas das, their intention is to get something worth a lot more than what they're receiving. So the Tosis in Kiddushin, and of Tesam and Aleph, names, and it says in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that what do we give? We give a ring, some sort of metallic ring, and it should have no stones on it. No diamonds or rubies or anything like that, because what if it was a fake diamond or this, or it's not a good quality diamond or something? She was saying, oh, I want to get this beautiful ring and I accept it as a kiddushin. But it wasn't worth what she thought. So we don't want to have any of these problems. So we don't use a fancy ring that has stones on it, just a simple ring. Question is, what type of metal should the ring be? So Rishonim writes, and this is the standard Ashkenazic practice, Chabad practice as well, is that we use a gold, a zahav, pure gold. Mordechai in Kedushin, Psak 488, Chuvas Maimonides, Hilchasisha Simon Yutes, Shulchan Ezer, also says that the Minhag Olam is that people mekadesh with gold. Sefer Minhagi Chabad, page 76, it says we use gold. There are those, particularly within Sephardic communities, some Sephardic communities, they use solid silver, pure silver, for a Kiddushin ring. For example, that's mentioned in the Ben Ish Chai, Shana Rishena, Parsha Shaftim, Sivches. In Baghdad, they would use a silver ring. And some Sephardim do that. Okay. The question is, what is the reason, and we explained, the problem with using a stone is because we're afraid that she's going to not know its true value and think it's worth more than it really is worth. So we avoid that. Fine. So the Kiddushin, now, and what would happen if the Kiddushin actually took place, that he actually did give her such a ring? would the Kedushin be good or not? So the Rama writes that actually it would be Im Kidsha, this is in Simon Lamed Aleph and Evan Ezer, Sif Beis. The Rama writes, Im Kidsha Betabash Yeshba Evan, if he was Mikadosher with a ring that had a stone on it, or let's say he used a ring and it was, you know, supposed to be a higher quality metal and it was copper. So even though that Ein Derech Lekadosh Bekach, we don't use stone rings that have a stone on them or things like that, Chayshin LeKiddushin, we are worried for the Kiddushin, whereas we assume it is. In other words, the Rama would say that it's like a Safik Kiddushin. So in a case where you used a stone ring, so the problem is she might think it's worth $20,000, it's only worth $500. It would be a Safik Kiddushin, a doubtful Kiddushin. What would be the difference if it's a doubtful Kiddushin? That means that if they want to stay married, they need to get another Kiddushin. And similarly, if they want to not stay married, she's not considered off the hook. She would still need to get. The other complication would be, what if she got a second Kiddushin from another man? The question would be, the first Kiddushin was only doubtful. The second Kiddushin, if she got a proper ring without a, there might be a, so that's a different question, which is addressed in Simon Lamed Aleph Sif Dalet. We won't go into that question. Okay, so here we have that we don't use anything which could confuse someone and cast the Kiddushin into a doubtful Kiddushin. So therefore, the Rama makes a very clear practice, and he codifies what the minig is in order to avoid any problem. First of all, we don't use a stone ring anyways. That's number one. That already avoids all problems. But then the Rama adds two other important points. The Rama writes, in that same sif I mentioned, that we cover her face. So he says two things. He says, number one is that when the woman is standing under the chuppah, we ask her. We don't ask her. We ask the witnesses who are standing there. We say, is the ring worth a pruta, the value of a pruta? Again, a pruta, according to, roughly today's economy, 2024, 2-3 cents. It's a pruta, because it's 1/40th of a gram of silver. Okay, is it worth a pruta? And they respond, it is. Okay, we're going to be stringent. It's 10 cents. Bottom line is, what type of ring is going to be 10 cents? Is it worth a pruta? And they respond, yes. Hein. That's what they respond. So that's number one. The Rama says, additionally, we cover her face. She should have a veil that she can't see the ring. Sometimes you see that by the wedding, the bride will have a veil which is see-through. She can see everything. So that would be actually counterproductive. It really would be, against the whole custom. Because the idea of the veil is that she shouldn't be able to see the ring. She shouldn't be able to know what she's receiving. And that avoids all these issues. But okay. But if she doesn't see the ring, very good. Plus, she's relying on whatever the witnesses say. And the witnesses say it's worth a pruta. And therefore, regardless of what will be on the ring, she should be mekudeshes in any scenario. Okay, so now, there's actually, the Pesachei Tshuva on that actually says an interesting thing. He says, what would be, this is Pesachei Tshuva in that simin, in Sivkat and Dalet, in the name of the Kehilas Yaakov. He says, what would be the din if, let's say, she actually did receive a ring and there was a stone on the ring? In other words, it's something which we call would be a Safek Kiddushin. It will be a doubtful, effective Kiddushin. What would be the din b'di'evit? He says, if her face was covered, plus the witnesses said that it's only worth a pruta and she didn't see what she was getting, so it would be a Kiddushin Gemurin. It would be an absolute Kiddushin without any question, because the only time it's a problem is when she sees the Kiddushin, when she sees what's going on. But here, since she didn't see the Kiddushin ring, so we say that certainly, regardless, even if there was a stone on it, it's a 100% Kiddushin. That would be the halacha. Now, that would only be b'dieved, because the custom is not to mikdash with a stone ring. But if after the fact it was done and her face was covered, when we asked the witness, yes, it would be an absolute kedushin, as the Kilas Yaakov writes. So now I want to finish off with a question that was asked to the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek, this is in Tshuva Evan Ezer Simon Kuf Yud Aleph. And the question was as follows. There was a bachur, there was a young man, it says a Yerish Shemayim, God-fearing young man, and he had a shidduchim with a girl. She was 14 years old. The father agreed. They used to get married younger in those days. Anyways, the father agreed. They did a shidduchim. They didn't give a ring and get married. Anyways, this boy didn't have that much money. And there was another man in town, and he heard that this young girl is became a shudeches, that she's going to get married to this. So he went over to the father of the girl, and he says, I will provide a much larger amount of money, and I want to marry her. And the father was just saying, yeah, maybe it's a good idea. So he was thinking to break off the shidduchim and have his daughter marry the second guy. This girl did not want to marry the second guy. She wanted to marry the first guy. So the young man got her a ring. Apparently, his friend gave him a ring. And the ring was a silver ring with some sort of gold plating on it, when part of the gold was coming off of it. He gives her the ring to mikdash her, but there were no witnesses who saw it. And she accepted, of course, but they found out that, you know, if you don't have witnesses, the kiddushin is not effective. So he was able to get it back. I guess maybe she gave him as a gift. I'm not clear in the tshuva what detail was. But the bottom line was that he gave her the ring. And this ring, he gave her in the presence of two witnesses. She accepted it. The question was, is this a good kiddushin? Why? Question is because the ring was not actually a gold ring. It was a silver ring, which wouldn't really make a big difference if it's silver. I mean, if it's more than a pruta, that's the main thing. But the problem was, is that maybe because it had gold on it, so maybe you're going to say she thought it was gold and it came out that it was silver. To be exact, the case was is that the ring was gold-coated, and it was silver underneath, and part of the gold was coming off. So the Tzemach Tzedek was asked, maybe because it's not a fully gold ring, and it, you know, it was like misleading, and I don't think from the tshuva, it wasn't that her face was covered. She saw the ring as is. We're going to say that she was misled, and therefore it's it doesn't count. Or it's maybe a doubtful kiddushin. Interestingly, the Tzemach Tzedek says emphatically that it was a kiddushin vade, that it's an absolute kiddushin. She's fully married, and he explains. He brings the opinion of Rabbeinu Shimshon, one of the Balei Tosis, brought a case where if the man gave her a copper ring, and it appeared to be gold, and it was it was gold plated. And interestingly, the Rabbeinu Shimshon there says she's still mikudeshes, because the man never said it was a gold ring. Plus, the woman, the Edom didn't say it was a gold ring. They gave her a ring as is, and she accepted it. So the problem would be if the husband were to say to her, I'm giving you a gold ring, and it was gold-coated. So that's misleading. Or if the witnesses said, yeah, it's a gold ring and it's gold-coated, that's misleading. Because it wasn't. But in the case where they didn't say anything, and she's getting a matana, she's just getting a gift, and that's what she wanted, so it says that would work. He says, how much more so? The Tzemach said, he says, copper, they don't usually coat with gold. It's very rare, he says. He says, but silver, all the time, they would coat silver rings with gold. And you saw that part of the gold was coming off. So certainly, if she wanted to have any doubt, she saw that he never told her it was a gold ring. And if she had a doubt, she could ask, because it's very common that people have silver rings that are coated with gold. And you see the gold is coming off, so she sees what she's getting, and she agrees with it. She says, what's the doubt over here? It's certainly fine. And he also brings another proof, where a man, if he has a kiddushin, and he thinks that he's going to marry a woman who's a kohenis, and really she's a levia, he thinks she's the daughter of a kohen, but she's not. She's the daughter of a levia. So he says it's still a good kiddushin, or she thinks the opposite. She thinks that he's a wealthy man. He's not. It doesn't make that the kiddushin is no good, provided that you didn't say it. If he says, marry me, and he declares that he is something that he's not, okay, that could be a case misleading. But when he doesn't say it, just because she's thinking some other thought in her mind, that's called dvarim shelev. Those are just words in the heart, and they don't count. Bottom line, that Tzemach Tzedek says there was no misleading over here, and it's a good kiddushin. And then regarding the second question he asked, one second, the ring was given to him. How do you know that that should be a good kiddushin? Maybe he only is borrowing it. The ring has to belong to him, which is true. He has to have it. It has to be his item. So the Tzemach Tzedek rules, he brings from the Shulchan Aruch elsewhere, that when a person borrows a ring, when he says, I want to give it as a kiddushin ring, we say for sure it will be effective, because nobody's going to give a ring to someone in a way where they know that halachically there's going to be some problem and the kiddushin won't count. So, and he says, who says he borrowed it altogether? He gave it to him as a gift. Even though he didn't make like a kinyan and make it all official, hey, I'm now being coined in this ring, but the assumption was that he wanted to do it in a way it should be effective. And therefore, he says that the kiddushin was a good kiddushin. There was no misleading. The ring became his. He was mekarsher with her ring, and she got to marry the man that she really wanted to be married to.